We just heard the most sacred account of our Lord's passion and his death on the cross from John's gospel. And we are given in John's gospel an eyewitness account of the one who saw him on the cross. And on this day, we contemplate Jesus on the cross, and the cross itself for us is God's love letter for each and every one of us. In a way, it is a love letter, truly is. But it's not written on paper. No, it's written on the wood of a cross, an instrument used for execution, a symbol of great humiliation in the time of the Jews, but for us, nevertheless, a sign of God's infinite love. It is also written not in ink, as we normally write a love letter, but it is written in something far more precious, the blood of Jesus Christ, true God and true man. And instead of using words, Jesus uses wounds to tell the depths of his love. The five wounds of his hands, his feet, and his pierced side. And with each of these wounds, each of these five wounds, God says, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you, I love you. No matter what we have done, no matter the darkness that we have experienced in our lives, the death of Jesus and the love that he shows to us on the cross is far stronger than our sins. And on the cross, he embraces all of time and all of humanity with his arms outstretched wide, ready to embrace us. We are told in this great account of John's gospel, and in John's gospel of the Passion, we are told of course, the presence of his blessed mother, Mary, and his beloved disciple, and Mary Magdalene, the ones who remained faithful to him in the cross. We know that all of his other disciples in time of tribulation ran, and Peter himself denied our Lord three times. But nevertheless, our Blessed Mother remained faithful to her son. We can imagine the great strength that she had in enduring the passion alongside with him. In just a few moments, and later in the liturgy, we will have the opportunity to venerate our Lord Jesus on the cross. This is a very special moment when all of us, Catholics and even non-Catholics, can show our devotion to our Lord, can come forward and venerate the cross with a kiss, a gesture, a touch, a genuflection. This symbol of the cross, even though it for many is a scandal, for many it doesn't make sense, but for us, we see that it is a sign of hope. We know the cross, even though it is an instrument of torture, it is the means of our salvation. It is the means by which we are given eternal life. The doorway of heaven is through the cross. It is by uniting ourselves to Jesus in his suffering and in his death. By staying close to him, by staying close to the cross, alongside Mary, John, Mary Magdalene, and the other disciples, we have nothing to fear. Even death itself has no fear, has no power over us. The fear that we face is replaced with hope, because it is through the Holy Cross that Christ has redeemed the world.